Millions of Years and the Doctrine of Balaam.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the children's book, D is for Dinosaur. Ken, I've read the account of Balaam in the Bible, but I've not known this to be about millions of years.
Remember the account of how the Moabite king tried to get Balaam to curse the people of Israel? Well, God wouldn't allow this, of course. But we read later on that God judged the people of Israel and many died. What we find out is that Balaam advised Balak to get some of the most beautiful women in his kingdom to draw the men of Israel into unclean and idolatrous practices. Thus God would have to judge them, which he did. You know, Satan uses this trick all the time. He gets God's people to compromise with the world. I believe another example of this is the fact that so many Christians have compromised with the evolutionist teaching of an earth that's millions of years old. And as a result, generations in the church have been brought up with the idea that there's no problem adding the world's teachings to the Bible. This is what the doctrine of Balaam is all about. And I believe that God is now judging his people. The increasing anti-Christian sentiment in our Western nations and the decline of the once Christian moral-based society is a result of God's people compromising the clear answers from God's Word.
Many of the social ills of our day have a connection to evolution. How? We'll discover that connection when you read Ken Ham's free booklet on the culture wars. Just go to our award-winning website, answersradio.com.